Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
So we're in the middle of a motor rally country here this morning, so we thought it would be the perfect opportunity to learn a little bit more about the world of rallying. And in the chip van this morning, we're joined by 25-year-old local man Niall Burns, who takes part in high-speed rallies almost every weekend as a co-driver, or indeed a navigator. Which one is it, Niall?
Co-driver, I'd say we'll go with that word. You know, it sounds very professional. So
why aren't you the main driver?
The main reason is because I would not be talented enough to be the main driver. I'm a lot safer from the passenger side, I found, from competing in three rallies as a driver myself.
I've had a go
rather unsuccessfully, so I says I'll give the co-driving a go instead.
And what sort of a course would you have had a go of?
Basically, I competed in the local rally here on two occasions, and it would have been local roads around me that I knew quite familiar. So,
and in terms of miles, how many miles would the course be?
Basically, in a typical Irish rally could be up towards 120 stage kilometres or 120 kilometres en route for the day.
And are you driving like a lunatic to get there? I mean, is it all about the corners and taking the bends? And
basically, we have a start line and finish line, and it's the fastest car between the two points. But it's very safety orientated, is a big part, and we also go around the stages the day before, rider pace notes. So it's a very controlled environment.
And is it nerve wracking or is it crack?
It can be quite nerve wracking at times, but when everything's flowing good and you're getting on well with your driver, it's very good crack, I have to say.
Yeah, that must be important, the relationship between you and the driver. Do you have to have a kind of a good...
Basically, there's a big element of trust involved. Like,
I
have to trust his driving skills. He has to trust me when the car's in sixth gear and we're going rather fast that I'm giving him the correct information. So yeah, it does take a while to build that bond with the driver.
So top speed?
Top speed, I've done anything from 130 mile an hour plus on a car.
On what sort of a course? Like on a street, on terrain?
On a country lane, tarmac road here in Ireland, or a gravel road anywhere in Ireland.
And what's the buzz?
The buzz is just when you're sitting there and everything's going good, you're at high speed, the driver's working well, he's listening to your pace notes, and then when you get to the end of a stage and you realise you've done a fantastic time, there's no buzz like it.
Okay, so you come out of it like a boxer winning a fight.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And what are you saying to your driver? Like, when you say, did you say pace notes?
Basically, pace notes. Basically, just a rally language where we describe the road, where it could be anything from a grade in the corner from 1 to 6 or fast, medium, right to K left. And basically, whatever way he sees the corner, I call back to him on the day of the rally.
Okay, so you're kind of, obviously, you know your stuff. You sound like Jeremy Clarkson with the Sligo accent.
Jeez, thanks very much.
So you obviously are Top Gear. You must love that programme, I'd say, do you?
I don't mind. It's pity it's been cancelled, but sure.
Yeah, I'd say that's your... What night of the week is it?
Well, Top Gear?
Yeah.
It used to be every Sunday night.
So that's because that's your Sunday night ruined.
Oh, completely.
How did you get into it? You're 25 now, and of course this is the kind of, as I say, motor rallying country. So when did you start paying attention to it?
I suppose basically like any other young lad, it was like through Conor McRae games and PlayStation games as a young lad. I used to
really
play them, and then my dad started bringing me to the local Sligo rally many years ago, and just from there, just the interest grew from there, you know.
So what do you do for a living then when you're not doing this?
Basically, I work in security in a local bar in Sligo, so in between times I'm there doing my job.
So you keep the messers out?
I try my best to.
Let the good ones in.
That's it.
That's the job. Okay, gotcha. So when you're doing this, I mean, what is your typical week motor car wise as opposed to...
Well, basically at the minute I'm preparing for a rally in America next weekend, so I'm literally going through the rally schedules, the event regulations, making sure I'm up to speed on them, and obviously getting my flights booked and my accommodation booked as I travel next Wednesday. So yeah, pretty much busy time for me now.
So you'll be co-driving again, will you?
I'll be co-driving, yes.
With an Irish person?
It's actually an American driver called Brenton Kelly. He's from Alpine in Michigan.
So how'd you hook up with him?
I was over in America last year and I was asked to go out to sit with a Belgian driver, and basically at the event I met Brenton and he asked me what my plans were for this season. I hadn't really any at the minute, and he asked would I come back and do the full Rally America Championship with him this year, and fortunately now we're into round 5 and we've had 4 good events so far, and it's been working very well.
So you just get on, you work well together, obviously.
Two of us get on very well. We're on the same wavelength as regards rally, and you know, we both want to go as far in the sport as we can, so it's a good partnership.
And what about cost then for such a gig?
And the cost is quite expensive, as especially in America, you know, and like even in Ireland for the everyday clubman, it is quite an expensive sport to get involved in.
But for you, for the States now, Niall, you've got to go to your flights, accommodation. I mean, that all adds up.
Fortunately, the team are paying for me to go out there
and
cover my costs, because rallying is a growing sport. They're there, obviously, with my pace, not in co-driving experience. They're just welcoming me out there to help Brenton on, you know.
Okay, so that's covered, so you're not spending all your hard-earned cash.
It's a big relief for that, I have to admit.
Do you have to do much to prepare for it?
There's a lot of preparation goes involved by reading regulations, looking at maps of the local area, and even just physical fitness, because there'll be long few days in the car, so I have to train hard in between events as well.
You need to be kind of physically fit to be in the passenger seat.
It can be quite demanding, especially as a co-driver. You take a lot of impacts in cars, over jumps and stuff like that, so you have to have good core strength, and obviously they're long days in the car too, so fitness is a big part of it.
Now, the petrol heads will want to know what sort of cars you're talking about driving.
Basically, at the minute in America, I'm sitting in a Subaru Impreza N12, which here would be in Ireland, for rally followers here, would know it as a Group N rally car.
Okay. And if I asked you what CC would that be?
It'd be about 2000 CC. It'd be 2 litre turbocharged engine.
Okay. That's a lot of power.
It's a lot of power, but obviously it's in the right hand, so it's all
No,
good.
Of course. Yes, of course. Have you ever been terrified in a car?
I don't think so. I think if I was terrified in the car, I definitely wouldn't be in the right position, because I have to be as confident as I can in the car. And if I was getting scared, the driver would pick up on that.
Yeah.
And obviously he wouldn't be able to commit to what I'm telling him. So no, I've always been rather calm and feel safe in the car.
And what about, is it a social sort of thing to do?
It's a fantastic social environment. I think anyone involved in Irish Rally and the Ghost and most weekends will see it's a great social outlet, and it's a great way to meet people, and it's very good crack, I have to say, every weekend.
The one thing that you see sometimes on the news, and you know, somebody might be killed in an accident, or you see an spectator, you know, there are obviously safety issues on occasion with these things.
There are high risks involved with any sport, especially motorsport, or speed is so high. I've been unfortunate to have an incident myself where I was hospitalized, and these things do happen, you know, there's risks involved in everything, but I think the safety aspects in Irish Rally especially are so high, and we do our best to eliminate these risks. But as you know yourself, things can happen at speed, you know.
Of course. Do you drive a car yourself?
A road car
around Sligo.
I do my best to drive it around, yeah.
What sort of car do you drive?
Oh, a very sensible Volkswagen Passat.
After all that, drive a Passat.
Hey, the racing's for the stage, it's not for the road.
I'll give you that as the last word. Niall Burns, thanks for coming. And the best of luck in the States.
I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you.